You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Chris Loffrey, in today for Lori Walsh. July 1st is when new laws here in South Dakota take hold, and well, that was yesterday. One of those new laws apply to South Dakota drivers who are between the ages of 14 and 18. Dan Lusk is the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Public Safety. He's with us to help us get a better understanding of this law. Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Chris, thank you. This is Dan Lusk, and we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us today about these new changes to our teen driving laws that are the result of legislation that was proposed and passed by the state legislature in 2020.
Yes, and you're in my head, Dan, because this new law does stem back to the 2020 state legislature and Senate Bill 113 specifically. If you go back and read the summary of this bill, it was to revise certain provisions regarding instruction permits and restricted minors driving permits. If you would, you're here today because I'd like you to help us get a better understanding of the thought process initially that went behind this bill.
Sure. The bill was proposed by the state legislature, and the impetus was to put youth drivers behind the wheel with more instructions before they moved on to their full operator's license. So South Dakota has a three-tiered approach, much like you mentioned. There's an instructional permit, a restricted permit, and an operator's permit. So the impetus behind this bill was a bit more instruction period or time for our youth to be behind the wheel before they moved on to their full operator's license.
And we are going to try to get into those three tiers all individually. But now that this is law today, July the 2nd, let's begin with the instruction permit. Having read this, it seems a little complicated. Can you simplify this for us in a way that we can better understand what's being expected?
Yes, I'll try to do that as briefly as I can. The previous requirements or criteria for eligibility on an instruction permit remain the same. The major changes that have taken place are that a driver must drive on an instruction permit for 180 days now with driver's education or 275 days without driver's education. Previous to the change, those requirements were 90 days with driver's ed or 180 days without driver's education. So both of those timeframes have been bumped up. And in addition to that, there's been a new requirement added where youth drivers must have 50 hours of parent or guardian supervised driving. 10 hours of that must be at night and 10 hours in inclement weather in order to upgrade to their restricted permit. So we have longer drive times and 50 hours required supervised training in nighttime conditions and inclement weather. And a parent would have to sign off affirming that they've spent those 50 hours in those driving conditions with their student when they or their child when they go to upgrade to their restricted permit.
This extension of driving days, in my thought process, Dan, is simply just to better prepare our South Dakota young drivers to operate this motor vehicle.
Yeah, that's a good assumption.
Now, if I'm understanding right what you just said, driver's ed is not a requirement, but without it, the driver is going to need 95 extra days on the permit than the driver who took driver's ed. Is this really because the student who took driver's ed just has that leg up with more experience with a trained professional?
That's correct. With driver's ed, you wouldn't have to drive quite as long behind the wheel, supervised with a parent before you're able to upgrade. So you would go from the new requirement without driver's ed is 275 days. That's been increased again from 180 to 275 days without driver's ed.
Let's now get into Tier 2, the restricted permits. What's changed there?
So the restricted permits, this is very significant. And I would just also reiterate here that we really encourage teen drivers and their parents, if they have not already done so, to review these new requirements and really learn how they're going to impact their young driver. The restricted permit cannot upgrade to an operator's license without having had gone through the instructional and the restricted permit requirements. So anyone under age 18 must hold a restricted permit for 6 months now and meet all of the other requirements before upgrading to a full operator's license. Most important to note here is anyone driving on a restricted permit cannot have any passengers in their vehicle outside their immediate family or household for 6 months from the initial permit issuance date. And also, anyone who has driven on a restricted permit for 6 months or more may only have one passenger outside their immediate family or household. So they have to, they cannot have any passengers for that first 6 months. After 6 months, they can only have one passenger outside their immediate family or household until they upgrade to their operator's license.
I'm really curious if you know what the violation is if they're caught with passengers and they shouldn't have them. What happens to the driver?
You know, I'm not going to give you an answer on that. I'm not sure on the specifics on the citations at this point, so I apologize for that.
No, fair enough. The website you want to go to, by the way, is dps.sd.gov for more information on this. It's a lot of information to throw at you all at once, but it's very, very important for you to check out the information in black and white for yourself. Again, that website is dp, as in Paul, s.sd.gov. In the remaining minute we have, Dan, has anything changed as far as requirements for a driver in South Dakota to get an operator license?
An operator's license, you must be 16 years of age. You must have met the requirements of an instruction permit and driven on a restricted permit for a minimum of 6 months.
Minimum of 6 months. These laws are in effect, and they are rather important. And so I suggest you go to that website again, dps.sd.gov. Anything else we need to mention, Dan, before I let you go?
One last thing, Chris, I would just also want to mention that it's important for everyone to understand that with this new law, that there is no grandfathering of any of the requirements prior to this. So it's very important for people to know that if they hadn't done what they needed to do to upgrade their licenses prior to July 1, that the new requirements are in effect regardless of which tier of a license you held.
Dan Luska, South Dakota's Deputy Secretary for the Department of Public Safety. Dan, thank you so much for being here today with your insight on helping us better understand this new law.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.